Well, folks, we got another great conversation about another great performance coming up at St. Germain's in Hoodsport for the Tall Timbers Concert Series. This time, Deb Seymour is with me, a fan referred to you as Joni Mitchell meets Lucille Ball.
Hi.
How are you? That's
I'm
great.
I'm fine. Or should I go like Lucille Ball used to do?
Well, it depends on how you take that compliment, I suppose. I think that's a perfect compliment. So how are you doing? You're from Seattle. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, gosh. Well, my mother says I was born on Mars. My dad says Venus. We argue. I prefer Pluto myself, but I understand it's been downgraded to a star or a piece of floating space junk other than a planet. And since I think it's a planet personally, I'm Plutonian.
I'm a pro Pluto planet person as well.
Yeah, pro Pluto planet person. I'm sorry. Pluto's a planet. I don't care what the science says, even though I do believe in science. Anyway, just, you know, you learn all this stuff in school. Anyway, here she is. The girl who sings about colonoscopies, blaming it on the dog, Martian Tango love song. That's where all the planetary references come from. I live in Seattle, Washington. I live in Ballard. Some people think, you know, y'all down there in Shelton probably think Seattle is another planet.
Sure, sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do. Well, hey, even we who live here sometimes think that. But what else do you want to know?
You mentioned one of your albums. You have you have four other albums. You have your fifth one you're working on now, Blame It on the Dog, something we do at my house all the time.
Yeah, right.
Mama wears a hard hat, Martian Tangos, Cupid's Wheels, very good here, along with a great collection of coffee mugs are available on your website, DebSeymourMusic.com.
Yes, matching. How many times can you buy a mug with a matching CD? I mean, I'm telling you.
You guys got to keep busting out these songs.
Such a deal. Blame It on the Dog was the most recent CD, and that was 2018. But in June, we've got Sometimes You Gotta Wear Boots coming out, and I will have advanced copies available at the concert only on thumb drives, but I've got these really slick, they look like business cards or credit cards with a little flip out drive. Those will be available at the concert. The physical CDs won't be available to June. You know how it is. Marjorie just got the master's back 2 days ago. So I'll be able to download those onto a thumb drive for folks. Digital stuff will follow in suit. There's a whole chain of events that we have to set off here if we're doing it properly.
That's how it works. You push the button and then it all falls like dominoes.
Yeah, it does. Still, you know, finalizing album artwork. But yeah.
The Tall Timbers concert series has been great so far this season. You're not new to it.
No, you're not new to
St. Germain's. What can people expect? I led with that first description of you. Westword Magazine from Denver says folk music that won't bore even the anti-folkies among you. These are some great little notes about yourself here, Deb. Folk artist that mixes in some funny.
Yeah, I'm a folk artist that mixes funny. Or also I'm a funny folk artist that mixes in some sweet. As you see, I write very serious songs about hating beer and, as I said, the tango dancing Martians, hitchhiking chickens. That's a very serious subject, you know. I mean, what was the chicken thinking when she carved up inside the tire well of an old 1963 International truck? What actually does happen if you find out years later that when your mother was a teenager, she ate some DDT-laced anniversary cake at her grandparents' wedding anniversary party?
Oh, my gosh.
How am I the way I am? And man, baby, don't mess with my tools. I also throw in the serious stuff. We've got, you know, heartbreak, falling in love, miscommunications, just life's vagrancies, being, you know, songs about getting stuck in the wallows, quote unquote, and then getting unstuck. Sometimes you gotta wear boots. But I mix it up. I get bored easily. People have always commented that you write in more different styles. How do you do that? And gee, what are those crazy chords you're playing up the guitar neck? I didn't think girls could play guitar. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. It's a whole new world out there.
Yeah. I get bored easily. And so I don't really stick to one sound. But audience, you'll have to judge for yourselves. But what ties it together is me, my voice, and sort of the narrative. I got into music when I was three because I started on piano, but I started writing songs because I wanted to give people a break from the, pardon me if you're a news station, I don't know. I haven't
it's
done my
news, it's music, it's a little bit of everything. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'll talk about when I say the 24/7 hour news cycle.
Oh, I'm yeah.
About, you know, CNN and Fox and, you know, everybody blaring at you. Uh-huh. I want to give people a break from all the horrible news that is out there all the day long and have us all laugh mutually about just the idiosyncrasies of life. I mean, everybody's dropped a coffee cup. Everybody's had a bad cat in their neighborhood getting into the garbage cans. Everybody's had trials and tribulations and people they love get sick and all that, or just silly things. You know, we can all laugh that a colonoscopy is the most ridiculous procedure. And if we can connect on that, when laugh a little for 5 minutes, just the world is a better place.
It certainly is. And you mentioned that song, Colonoscopy. You got some big awards for that. 2018 Song of the Year. An award as well for International Songwriting Competition and the Great American Song Contest. So that was a popular one.
Yeah.
When you walk into St. Germain's here and you look at the crowd, how are you going to determine kind of where you go on your set list?
I have no idea. I never do. I'm someone notorious for not following my own set lists.
Uh-huh.
I also throw in a few classic covers that people know and can sing along to, because I also do bar gigs occasionally on the side. So, you know, when I'm doing my original stuff, it's a great opportunity like we have at St. Germain's. But it's also fun to, you know, throw in something like, I don't know, a Linda Ronstadt song. I finally just learned Blue Bayou after kind of half knowing it all year. Things people can sing to. A lot of my songs people can sing to too. Like Bad Cats has an extremely difficult chorus. Cause I'm a bad cat. Two words. Bad cat. Can you sing along with me, Jeff? Cause I'm a bad cat. Yeah.
How is that? Okay.
Yeah.
I do the talking. I don't do the singing on these ones.
You did
ones.
Fine. Cats.
Thank you.
Well, cats. You should hear my own personal household daddies. Beautiful, long, lanky black cat. But when he opens his mouth, as my late mother said, he wouldn't have survived the silent film era. He would have failed at the talkies. Or Morpheus. That's my cat.
Tell me a little bit more about, you know, being in Ballard and how you find inspiration for your music. This may be going way back, but I've got a memory of almost live sketch from Ballard.
Almost. Yes. Which one?
Where the traffic lights always, you know, your turn signal's on.
Oh, that's Ballard Drivers.
Yeah, that was a Ballard Drivers one. Ballard.
You remember Almost Live. I like you better already.
Hey, I love that
Almost
show.
Almost Live's great. Ballard's fine. It's definitely changed. We have a lot more apartments. It's definitely gotten more urban.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, more crowded, more dense. But it's also been a little more, it's definitely more, I didn't want to use the word inclusive. What am I thinking of? It's more diverse these days. It still has all the funky bars down on Ballard Avenue. And as to where I get inspiration, it's like, I have no idea. Just the ideas never shut up. I wrote my first song when I was 10. It had three verses and a chorus you could sing to.
Wow.
You know, sometimes I pull it out at concerts. And I know that I started writing because I came from a family who, although loving and well-intentioned, we didn't do emotions. You know, don't cry, Deborah, don't cry. And don't get too excited about anything. It's bad luck. And so the only way I could like channel all these feelings I was having about anything was to write it down. I started keeping journals, and the same year I started keeping diaries. I was 10.
Wow.
What 10-year-olds keep? Do 10-year-olds do that anymore?
I don't think they tweet about it. There's things now.
They tweet about things.
Internet
points.
Get
off my lawn. I'm getting old.
So did you play music at 10, like instrument at 10
yeah,
too?
My parents started me on the piano. My dad played piano. He was a good sight reader. I'm a terrible sight reader. I do it all by ear. My dad played piano and I started playing chopsticks along with him. I have a photograph of me at like 18 months trying to haul myself up to the keyboard with this mop of golden curls, sort of golden curls, my now graying golden curls. So I started playing with Miss Butler. She was the neighborhood instructor. She had a wart on her chin. We all thought she was a witch, a nice witch, but we thought she was a witch. And she had a great pile of Archie comics in her closet in the waiting area when you'd wait to go in and have your piano lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But
Just
I
sit there.
discovered, yeah, but then when I was in 10, fifth grade, so the music teacher started doing guitar stuff, and there was a guitar little workshop thing, and someone put a guitar in my hands, and it was like love at first string. A string thing. I didn't fret. Oh, those are such bad jokes.
Those are great ones. No,
Bad
I would write those
don't
down.
fret.
Save those.
Don't fret. We'll bridge that because I'm a nut. Oh yeah. Whatever. Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. So, I've lost my train of thought. This happens often.
That's okay, because it happens to me too. Let's
the last of
jump.
my train of thought. Go back, lead me back to a leading
let's,
question.
Let's jump into something else here. So you're playing on the 27th at St. Germain's. You're going to be in Seattle at CMP mm-hmm. Coffee on Cinco de Mayo there with Judy Kaplan and Cynthia Ashley.
Yes.
And then you do a show on 91.9, Cats on Laps.
Yes.
You bring your cats with you on that or no?
No, that's just the name of Phil Anders's show. And actually that date just got moved to July 7th. Sorry to throw you off on there.
No worries.
We had a scheduling kerfluffle.
I'll fix that in post.
Yeah, thank
How's
you so
that
much.
Sound?
That sounds great. Yeah, it's going to be July 7th at 8 p.m.
You that can... Just,
yeah.
No, go ahead.
And then I'm off to Colorado to do a series of private house concerts, and then a public showcase in Loveland, Colorado. And then I'm back here. And then where do I go? I do tour nationally. I'm not on the road consistently. It's more like what I call radial touring. Touring. Uh-huh. I go out do a bunch of gigs and come back and then do out and do a bunch of gigs. I just got back from the Tucson Folk Festival. Where am I going? In July, I'm here. In August, September, I'm hopefully playing Tumbleweed. That's not booked yet. So, Duff. I'm busy. I'm doing a lot of stuff. And then when I'm off stage, hanging out with my husband and my cat and doing laundry and paying taxes.
Well,
have you filed your taxes, Jeff?
I have. It was
done today.
It was quite the process.
I had to write a taxes song, but I'm sure one's coming.
Fingers crossed here. Hopefully I did it right. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
So you enjoy playing and touring. I was just going to ask you about touring because I saw that you had gotten at least, you were a finalist in South Florida.
I was. I'm still shocked about that one.
How does your music... take over there in the deep south?
It was just fine. I mean, I sang the cake song about DDT.
Yeah.
Also, the songs that got me in were my cake song about DDT, and then also one about called Heart of the Earth, which is actually a little more serious. That one's about environmental issues. Then again, it was a folk festival. It was fine. It was my first trip to Florida. It was great. I got to see a penguin. A flamingo.
There's flamingos.
There are 2 feet, right?
Both of those two, I
went
think
to the
on
flamingo
2 feet.
Preserve.
Oh, that's cool.
Saw a crocodile in the flamingo preserve. It was like basically an animal preserve. It seemed to be fine. It was good.
That's awesome.
Two out of three of the judges after that contest literally chased me across the arena. This was held in a rodeo grounds, which is great because it was covered against sun and the tornado warning we had on the second day. That was interesting. They chased me across the ground and said, "It was so close. We really like your music. Please submit again next year." Several songwriters I really respect. Joe Jenks, Dave Nachmanoff, Karen Oliver. You may not know them, but they're very much known in the folk community. They have won that contest, and I know a lot of people have been to that festival that I just hadn't ever had an opportunity to go, so it was great. And I'm thinking, I'm really far away from home. I just did the longest, you know, lower 48 flight.
Yeah. So, right,
that takes forever. And it's like, geez, but why don't I just wind up in Paris? I'm on the plane for so long.
It probably could have lasted. The flight could have been about the same. I got a good feeling about this performance. Folks are going to have a great time at St. Germain's, and the acoustics, the sound inside the hall is wonderful. So
you're going to have
a great time on that side of things, and the listeners will have a great time as well. Deb Seymour's new album, Sometimes You Gotta Wear Boots, coming out in June. You can find more at debseymourmusic.com. I'll put that in the show notes here.
No problem. Thank you.
And man, that'll be a good show, and folks are going to really enjoy it. Deb, thanks so much for some time here this morning,
well,
this afternoon.
Well, thank you for giving me time. It's a total privilege to be have you call me up and go, hey, you want to talk? And
I love talking with folks, especially artists. I love
goofy as we are
talking with people who make a living, you know, playing music. It's hard to do, and I love it when people are successful.
Oh, thanks so much, and peace out, as the Aerosmith tour would say, peace out.
Peace out, Deb Seymour, everybody, and yeah, thank you so much.